Imagine going to sleep after working a 12-hour shift, only to be kept awake the whole night by aircraft shaking your room. This was a reality for Petty Officer Serene Diakate, a Navy sailor on the USS Nimitz. He spent nearly a year out at sea on an extended deployment. That was because the Navy wanted to prevent outbreaks of COVID-19 on ships. Radioactive's Kasim Diakate has more on his brother.
From April 2020 to March 2021, my brother Serene took on one of the toughest naval deployments in history.
Just being on quarantine on the ship while we're in the beginning of the deployment, it can be kind of a very mentally, it's a mental thing, like a mental block that, you know, you have to kind of overcome.
The USS Nimitz spent 321 days deployed at sea without any port due to COVID-19 and rising military tensions in the Middle East. The hours and living conditions played a huge role in the mental difficulties for sailors and Marines during their deployment.
We're working 7 days a week, 12-hour shifts, so it's a non-stop, constant grind, hustle.
I couldn't imagine myself being in my brother's shoes during that time. I have trouble remembering to take out the garbage before the truck comes, let alone surviving long work hours.
And then there are times where, you know, we have a water shortage or so we can't do laundry for like a week.
And it keeps getting worse. Hearing these experiences from my brother were really the driving force to realizing how mentally tough he is. So I asked him about it on a Zoom call.
I said you'd be trying to sleep in just a heavy aircraft just coming and landing just like right above you. And you just feel the ship moving and it's loud and you hear the catapults. And it's just a very hard environment to kind of get sleep in.
Navy deployments usually last about 6 months, but because of COVID-19, this was the longest naval deployment since the Vietnam War.
The worst part about it is that we didn't know when we were coming home, so we were out just not knowing when we were going to come back because of COVID. Like, just not knowing is what really made it challenging.
Was there any point where it's like, wow, like, I'm out here for a long time, I don't know what the future holds?
You just have to keep reminding yourself the reason why you're doing this for, and, you know, of course, yes, you don't know when you're going to come home, but, you know, you just got to pray. You know you're going to come home eventually.
Part of what helped my brother make it through this tough time was being able to talk to my family. It took a lot of self-reflection to realize this deployment was bigger than himself.
Being able to talk to my family, you know, every once in a while, I call on the payphone, you know, call my mom, my dad, you guys. And like I said, just reminding myself that I'm doing this for a good reason.
What would you tell yourself knowing what you know now?
Stay resilient, you know, do not let things get to your head, just stay strong and, you know, it'll all be over.
Hearing about my brother's optimism and mental toughness during an uncertain point in his life made me discover a greater appreciation for him. For Radioactive, I'm Kasim Diakate.